Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 The Game. It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons just posted a video. We were talking among ourselves about it. It's Kevin Stefanski, Matt Ryan. Matt welcoming him into Flowery Branch, basically. And Stefanski, Mike, he doesn't look at the camera, but he's like talking to Matt. He doesn't look directly into the camera. He goes, can I curse?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, whatever you want to say. And he goes, let's blink and go.
So there you go. and then, of course, you know, I shouldn't, and I said this to Carl just during the commercial break. I go, I really should not read the comments, but I did. And it's like, oh, man. It's polarizing.
Give it to me. Come on. Let's discuss this. Give it to me.
All right. Well, first off, you've got a bunch of Browns fans. And because you can check their avatar is or what their profile says.
Yeah.
And this dude says right here, his name is Ski.
Yeah.
Dog pound. Go Bucks. You know, all right. So I guess he's a big Buckeyes fan. He's an Ohio guy. He goes, poor Falcon fans. They have no idea what they're getting themselves into. Mike Holcomb. Mike Honcho. Ain't nobody thrilled. Justin, Baker's going to own you.
Oh.
Okay. That's want a date with senior singles online. Sorry, that's a bot, right? Move that on.
That's got to be.
Coach is looking at an actual franchise that won't sell all their cap space and draft picks for Deshaun Watson. There's a positive.
That is a positive.
See? So here we go. SpongeBob hyping himself up in the morning. There you go. Let's ride, Coach. ATL Dirty Birds. We're all the way back.
Okay.
Let's work, Coach Ski.
It's time,
Coach. Great team to go. Go to. Great roster. Good luck, Coach. All right, so there you go. So we had your typical snark from Twitter, and then we got positivity. Then we had a guy that put a diamond grill on his mouth and Photoshopped chains all over him. Because we are so blanking back. Okay. And here's a good one from Shibby. How so many Falcon fans got so lost in weird social media hate is beyond me. How can you not be behind this? Let's blank and go. So there's a voice of reason. Matter of fact, I'm going to retreat you, Shibby. I don't even know if you listen to the show.
There you go. See, there is there's more good in the world than there is bad, Mike. And I know you read a few comments, you're like, man, this is a bad hire. I don't feel that way. And look, I think over time we'll figure out and find out what exactly this is going to look like. But right now, there's still a lot of speculation, and that's why I'm big on this OC hire. I'm not going to dismiss this as if, well, Kevin's got it covered. He's fine. You know, Kevin, he's going to call the plays. This will be his offense. It'll be fine. Because I feel like there is a development piece that has to go along with this, and that is why this move is going to be important. The play calling can be a collaborative thing if you want to go there.
All right.
But that rarely works. Andy Reid is not a collaborative thing.
It's his show.
It's his show.
Sean McVay calls the plays.
It's his
That's
show.
What made Zach Robinson such a strange hire. He never called plays in L.A.
Well, and Mike, you know.
And it showed at times.
We talked about this. You guys remember when Eric Bieniemy was a hot name? And we were like, man, Bieniemy.
Couldn't get arrested.
Couldn't get a job to save his life. Right? And part of that was, well, yeah, but wasn't he the OC? No, but he didn't call the plays. So there is something to be said about the development of our quarterback and then who's really behind the scenes calling the plays. As I asked the question today, of the 6 years or whatever he was there in Cleveland, how many years did he actually call the plays in Cleveland? Because I know he removed himself at one point and was trying to say, Mike, you know what, I got to focus on the team and all of this kind of stuff. He really wanted to delegate. But we'll see how this goes here because I think the most important thing that's got to be fixed, just like last year, you remember all offseason, we said we got to fix the defense. Man, we got to fix the defense. We got to fix this offense, guys. We got to fix this offense. 404-726-0929. So there are some of the comments about, you know, that particular video being posted by the Falcons. And by the way, Mike, I'm not tripping one way or the other. Like, I'm all for them trying to put a good vibe out there for this hire. But Mike's not lying when he says it feels weird. And this is not a knock on Stefanski. Like, this is just like I don't know if everybody goes, I'm 100% in. And that is part of this weirdness.
Right. I mean, look, if he had come from a playoff team and they had a falling out over a new contract, you know, if he won, just come off 10 wins. And,
if he's Sean McDermott?
Yeah. That's a different. I mean, even, you know, look, McDermott, he's got his detractors. And boy, we'll get into that later in 4th and 1. Unprecedented what the owner had to say about him and the general manager relationship. But yeah, with Stefanski, it's tough to sell to a fan base. If all you looked at is the roster, and that's still part of the process. And then you looked at the record and said, you got Myles Garrett, you won 8 games in 2 years. You know, I mean, I guess it's more to it than just a great defensive end, but still, you've got players on that squad. So people have a hard time with that. Then we've already addressed, if you missed it, you know, it started last week. Oh, okay, because he's married to Tim McCarver's daughter, and Deion poured ice bucket on him after they won. He's not. There's no relation to McCarver, and that thing got legs. That thing was – people were talking about it like it was gospel. We even looked at it for a minute. Go, wait a minute. Check that. Not the case. And so somehow that's how he then treated Shador Sanders unfairly, which is nonsense. Shador, in his own words, said, yeah, he's tough but fair. That you can read the video. You can look at the transcript. So you got a lot of people that are lukewarm. And I just said, let's stick to the football. Let's stick to what happened. If we want to talk about what didn't happen at Cleveland, okay, that's the conversation we can have.
Yeah, let's stick to the football. Hey, Dave in Buford. David, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Listen, I'm in the AFC North for a while, and I look at Cleveland, and Stefanski didn't want that Deshaun Watson deal. And a trade like that will ruin a program for 4, maybe 5 years. He got stuck with that.
He did. Right.
Can't ignore Coach of the Year twice. Can't ignore his offensive prowess. Football IQ is high. I wish him luck in Atlanta. I'm a big Matt Ryan fan, so I'll put my money on Matt Ryan.
Well, that's what you got to do. You know what, David? I said this to fans after the hire happened, I guess Saturday night. And thanks for listening up there in Buford, man. We appreciate you. I said, you have to trust Matt Ryan. The same people that were calling Mike and I and going, this is the best move the Falcons done made, man. I trust Matt Ryan running the organization. Same people who turned right back around Saturday night and said, what the hell are they doing up here? I can't believe they made this hire. Wait a minute. Right. Didn't you just tell us you were trusting Matt and this process? So it can't have it both ways. If you, like our last caller, says, you know what, I'm going to trust Matt on this. This is what he thinks is best right now for this organization, and we're going to roll with it, then that's kind of where you are. But if you were skeptical of everybody, then you're questioning this hire. But let's be honest. There's one Rich McKay.
No.
You can't blame him.
This was a fresh set of eyes on the situation. And I get it. And look, I thought the criticism of Rich was valid. When he's attached to Arthur Blank, you know, like a barnacle on a ship, and he's been there for all this failure, who else are you going to look to? So he's out. Matt comes in. Matt, look, I think Matt also knows this might not be the easiest sell in this city, but he's impressed by the guy, you know? And I heard Andy and Randy talking about it. I don't know. I don't know if these guys sat down and they're just two guys. The joke was, well, what does Philly have to do? Well, they're both basically from the same area of Philly. I don't know if there's a connection. Who knows? They laugh at the same jokes, apparently. Matt felt this guy was the right guy. He's got a rep around the league. The caller just talked about it.
No, he's qualified.
Do you realize that Deshaun Watson screwed over two franchises? He screwed us over. By using us as leverage for Cleveland, we had to jettison Matt. Matt may have had one final good year with us, or certainly better than what happened with, obviously, Marcus Mariota and then into Ritter. I mean, it basically hamstrung two franchises. The only guys that made out were the Houston Texans, who've gone now into the playoffs year after year with all the stuff they acquired from Cleveland in trades.
It's so true. Let's talk to Jody in Gainesville on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jody! Hey, man.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I'm a big Falcon fan since 1966, and I'll be a fan next September when they start playing. But what is it on paper that makes our people think that Stefanski's a better coach than Morris? And do you think this means that there were conversations where Stefanski was committed to Phoenix? And I'll hang up and listen.
To answer your questions backwards, yes, because you don't take the job unless you are. The first question, Mike, how do they look at him on paper and say he's better than Raheem Morris?
Right. Well, guys, like, if I've got to do a tutorial on what Raheem didn't do right the last 2 years, I don't think we're watching the same games. He hired the wrong assistants. He had to fire a defensive coordinator.
Yes,
okay?
But he's talking about on paper.
On paper. Yeah, well, Raheem, again, there was
the records are very similar.
Oh, we got to find a way to win those football games.
That's just it. I mean, you've hired.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE. For SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are two guys with losing records, regardless of what Raheem did here. That's why I felt Raheem was uncompelling, just like I was on record Saturday night saying, I don't think Stefanski is a compelling hire. You know? But like I said, I don't know what you guys want me to do as Carl or Carl and I to do. I figure 72 hours of belly aching is about right, and I turn the page.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.